Previously on Algoa FM.
Time for us to get into Algoa Cares. This is where we basically give back to charities in form of you assisting and us obviously punting it and putting it out there for you to render some form of assistance. Algoa Country gives me great pleasure to welcome our volunteers representing the Rotaract Club in Port Elizabeth to Algoa Cares. Jared Borges, welcome to Cares.
Thank you very much for having me.
Fantastic. You are making a difference in society. Just give us a brief rundown about your NPO. What is it all about?
So the Rotaract Club of Port Elizabeth is quite an old club in PE. It's under the Rotary Club of Port Elizabeth.
Yes.
We're just the younger version, as we like to say.
Oh, wow, yeah.
So what we basically do is a lot of community projects, and this can be anything between the old age homes or children's homes. We also do animal welfare.
Yes.
And other types of projects. The projects are very different every year. It's where we can help out is the projects that we do during that time.
Well, we're getting closer to the season where we got to give back, and you know, it's all about making little ones feel good at the end of the day. You bring your heart out of love and cheer. What's happening? Is there a party around the corner somewhere along the line?
The party is here. It's not around the corner anymore. We are currently running it. Uncle Jumbo's Christmas party, which is a staple to a lot of PE families.
Yes.
Is running at the moment. We're running it from about the 25th of November to the 7th of December.
Fantastic.
And this party has been running for many, many years. It's quite a legacy in PE.
Yes.
But yeah.
You're obviously raising funds to help the list, the needy out there, little ones and so forth. How will the funds basically be distributed in essence?
So the funds, a major chunk, the majority of the money raised goes towards our projects. And like this year we did shoebox projects. We did a Heritage Day bra for Maranatha Children's Home. Mm. And we also did quite a few donations. We did a wool drive. And the projects, as I say, change every year, but that's where the main amount, where the major, well, the majority of the money goes towards is the homes and things that we help out at.
Yeah. I see you brought a few characters with us. Noddy and Cinderella is in the house. What is this all about? Cinderella, come here. Come say hi to your future prince or king.
So basically, Uncle Jumbo's Christmas party is run by Uncle Jumbo, and he invites a few of his friends from Toyland and from fairy tales and storybooks. We have Cinderella here, but we also have appearances from Moana, Tinkerbell.
Yes.
Santa also shows his face if Noddy. The kids are being good. Noddy, Big Ears, Mr. Plod as well.
Sure.
So, yeah, it's a whole bunch of fun and playing around with the kids during the show.
I must say, this is the shyest Cinderella I've ever come across in my lifetime. You're also open for partnerships. Who's partnering up with you in terms of, is it Uncle Jumbo's Christmas party?
So, Uncle Jumbo's Christmas party is specifically just a part of Rotaract. We're trying to advocate that people know us more about, people know more about us being Rotaract rather than just the people that put on Uncle Jumbo's.
Yes.
But we do have some sponsorships and things like that that are going through this year. Like Atlas has sponsored some of the security. We had some security problems when we weren't on site.
Oh boy.
There was a bit of vandalism, unfortunately, on the Uncle Jumbo's site last year. We also have the toilets are heavily discounted by a Talisman. We really appreciate that. And we also have a skip sponsored by, I think it's Warwick Projects. I'm not really sure on which one it is. I do apologize. But yes, we do have some sponsorships, but we're always open to more sponsorships because it just makes the kids' years and it still brings the whimsy back to the festive season.
Absolutely. What are your needs? Obviously, to make the system, you know, being an ongoing affair, what would greatly be appreciated from your side?
Any sponsorships helps. Any donations help. We can always find a place to put them. I mean, It can be anything from a couple of 10 rand to however much they feel fit. It all goes to this a really good place.
Yes.
And we can assure you that it's no funny business. It goes straight to
volunteers as well.
Volunteers. We do have a initiative called Friends of Rotaract, where you don't specifically become a Rotaract member off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
But you're welcome to come and volunteer whenever we have a project. And we're always looking for volunteers for Uncle Jumbo's itself.
Sure.
We call them clowns because they put on a clown suit, but they're just there to do basic crowd control and have fun with the kids and make sure the kids have a good stay at Uncle Jumbo's Christmas party.
When is the big party?
So it's running from the 25th. So we started last night with our public shows.
Where?
At Heather Bank. Number 2 Heather Bank. Yes.
Okay, cool.
Just across the way from Beans with Wings.
So if anyone wants to contribute and be part of the fundraising initiative, can make their way to Heather Bank as well. How do we get a hold of you?
So we do have a Facebook page named Uncle Jumbo's Christmas Party.
Yes.
And we also have an Instagram, which is the Rotaract Club of Port Elizabeth. We are active on both of those. So if you want to get in contact with us, we are open to have a chat.
So there we go. Jared Vorges representing the Rotaract Club of Port Elizabeth, having a massive party, current party underway through until Christmas, and all funds raised will be donated to charity. We greatly appreciate you and the work that you are doing. Keep it up, and looking forward to feedback and having you back with us on Algoa Cares in the near future.
Thank you so much for having us.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.